Mastering Conflict, The Art of Strategy in Robert Greene's The 33 Strategies of War. Chapter 1, Summary of the 33 Strategies of War. The 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene is a comprehensive guide that uses historical and military examples to illustrate strategies that can be applied to various aspects of life, including personal conflict, business, and social interactions. Greene draws on a variety of historical figures and events to present his principles of warfare, which can be metaphorically applied in modern contexts. The book is divided into 5 parts, each focusing on different aspects of strategy. 1. Self-directed warfare. This section emphasizes the importance of understanding oneself and one's motivations before engaging in any conflict. Greene discusses the necessity of being aware of one's strengths and weaknesses and maintaining a flexible mindset. 2. Organizational, team, warfare. Here, Greene examines the dynamics of teamwork and the importance of organization in achieving strategic goals. He addresses how to build a strong team, cultivate loyalty, and effectively delegate responsibility. 3. Defensive warfare. This part focuses on strategies for protecting oneself from adversaries and navigating hostile environments. Greene outlines techniques for fortifying one's position and remaining adaptable in the face of challenges. 4. Offensive warfare. Greene explores the idea of taking initiative and actively pursuing one's objectives. He underscores the significance of aggressive tactics and the calculated risk associated with taking the fight to the opponent. 5. Unpredictable warfare. In this section, Greene discusses the importance of unpredictability in strategy. He highlights the value of keeping opponents off balance and maintaining an element of surprise. Throughout the book, Greene emphasizes themes such as deception, timing, and adaptability. He uses historical anecdotes to reinforce his points, showcasing how great leaders and strategists approached conflict and emerged victorious. Ultimately, the 33 Strategies of War serves as a practical manual for anyone looking to navigate competitive and adversarial situations more effectively, offering timeless wisdom on conflict resolution and strategic thinking. Chapter 2, The Core Themes of the 33 Strategies of War. The 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene explores several core themes centered around the application of strategic thinking in conflict and competition. One major theme is the nature of power and the importance of understanding human psychology in navigating conflicts, whether in war, business, or personal relationships. Greene emphasizes the idea that strategy is not merely about brute force, but rather about manipulation, deception, and the subtleties of influence. Another significant theme is the distinction between offensive and defensive strategies. Greene argues that successful leaders and tacticians know when to attack and when to adopt a more cautious approach, using the terrain, physical or metaphorical, to their advantage. This duality reflects a deeper understanding of timing, anticipation, and adaptation. The book also delves into the moral ambiguity of war, suggesting that ethical considerations may need to be set aside in the pursuit of victory. Greene often draws on historical examples to illustrate how various figures employed cunning, boldness, and ruthlessness to achieve their goals. Furthermore, Greene highlights the importance of adaptability and innovation in strategy. He suggests that rigidity can lead to failure, whereas flexibility allows for creative solutions to emerge in the face of challenges. Ultimately, the 33 Strategies of War serves as a guide not just for military conflict, but for navigating life's competitive arenas, advocating for a mindset that values preparation, awareness, and strategic foresight. Chapter 3, 10 Quotes from the 33 Strategies of War. Here are 10 notable quotes inspired by the themes and ideas presented in the 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene. 1. Strategic warfare is ultimately about achieving victory without the need for combat. 2. In the realm of strategy, every small decision can lead to greater outcomes. 3. The best defenses are rooted in the ability to adapt and anticipate your opponent's moves. 4. Know your own strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of your adversaries. 5. Victory comes to those who calculate risks and embrace uncertainty. 6. Distance gives clarity. Immerse yourself in the chaos to understand the battlefield. 7. Leverage the power of deception. What you show to the world is often not your true intentions. 8. Your goals must be clear, and your plans must adapt to the changing terrain. 9. Conflict reveals our true character. It is through battle that we discover who we are. 10. Seduction and strategy involves allure and the ability to draw people to your vision. These quotes express key themes of strategy, deception, adaptability, and the nature of conflict as discussed in Green's work. For direct quotes, it's best to consult the book directly for the author's specific language and framing.